Hi everyone, my name is Vaibhav Samal. I am a business leader with over 2 decades of experience across sales leadership, business transformation and entrepreneurship. Over my career, I have worked across industries such as consumer goods, retail, telecom and consulting, leading large-scale operations and transformation programs for both startups and corporates. Today, I lead a fast-scaling agritech venture, Revasa Farms, that is building future-ready supply chains and sustainable ecosystems in India's fruit and vegetable sector. In this chapter, we will focus on agriculture production and operations management. We'll begin by looking at farming systems and types of agriculture, explore production planning, resource management, and the role of technology in shaping the future of operations. This chapter connects theory to practice, showing how effective operations can transform rural livelihoods and ensure sustainability. Let us first start with the different agriculture systems and the types of farming. Agriculture systems are organized methods of farming tailored to meet goals such as food production, profitability, and sustainability. They are shaped by environmental conditions, technology, economics, and social factors. These systems help farmers make efficient use of resources while aiming to minimize environmental damage. Each type of farming system has a unique feature. Subsistence farming focuses on family survival. Commercial farming focuses on profit. Mixed farming on diversification, agroforestry on sustainability, organic farming on natural methods, and precision farming on technology-driven optimization. Understanding these systems allows us to design better agriculture strategies that meet global food needs while balancing economic and ecological priorities. Let us first look at subsistence farming, the most traditional system aimed at meeting basic needs. Subsistence farming is the oldest and the most basic type of farming. It is small scale, primarily focused on producing food for the farmer's own family. The techniques are traditional and labor intensive, relying heavily on family labor with minimal use of fertilizers or machinery. These farms are not connected strongly to markets. Instead, they sustain on rural households at the most fundamental level. Subsistence farming plays a critical social role by providing food security to millions of small rural families. Even though it does not generate surplus for trade, it remains vital for sustaining livelihoods in many parts of the world. In contrast, commercial farming is organized on a much larger scale and is primarily driven by profit. Commercial farming represents the opposite end of the spectrum. Here, the focus is on large-scale production aimed at national and global markets. It uses high level of mechanization, improved seed varieties, irrigation, fertilizers, and pesticides. The goal is to maximize profit, efficiency, and market share. Commercial farming is a major contributor to GDP in many countries, supporting agribusiness and creating linkages across the supply chain. However, it comes with environmental challenges due to intensive use of chemicals and large-scale land conversion. Now, between these two extremes lies mixed farming, which balances risk by integrating crops and livestock. Mixed farming is a system where crops and livestock are raised together on the same farm. The diversification spreads risk and balances income resources. For example, crops can provide food and cash income while livestock provides milk, meat, and manure. Animal waste is recycled to enrich soil, creating a closed-loop system that improves sustainability. This approach makes households less vulnerable to market or environmental fluctuations. Mixed farming demonstrates how integration of activities creates efficiency and resilience in rural economies. Another system that emphasizes sustainability by design is agroforestry, where trees are integrated with agriculture. Agroforestry is the practice of combining agriculture with tree cultivation. Trees improve soil fertility, prevent erosion, and enhance nutrient cycling. Beyond soil improvement, agroforestry supports biodiversity by providing habitats for plants and animals. It also helps regulate local climates, storing carbon and moderating temperatures. Farmers practicing agroforestry can earn from both crops and timber, creating multiple streams of income while protecting the environment. This system aligns productivity with conservation, making it highly relevant in today's climate-sensitive world. Alongside agroforestry, organic farming has also gained attention as a natural eco-friendly system. Organic farming avoids synthetic fertilizers and pesticides, relying instead on natural inputs like compost, green manure, and biological pest control. The goal is to produce food that is healthy, chemical-free, and environmentally sustainable. This system also emphasizes soil health. Practices like crop rotation, intercropping, and use of organic fertilizers improve long-term fertility. Though yields may sometimes be lower than conventional farming, organic produce often earns higher prices in the market due to rising demand for healthy and sustainable food. Organic farming is not just a production system. It is a philosophy of working with nature rather than against it. Building further on sustainability and efficiency, precision farming brings technology into the center of agriculture. Precision farming uses advanced technologies such as GPS, sensors, drones, and data analytics to optimize the use of resources. It helps farmers apply water, fertilizers, and pesticides only where needed, in the right quantity, at the right time. The benefits are clear: higher yields, reduced cost, and minimized environmental impact. For example, precision irrigation systems save water, while drones can monitor crop health across large fields. While adoption in India is still limited due to cost, startups and government programs are gradually making precision farming accessible to small and medium farmers. To appreciate how these farming systems operate, let us now compare the systems. We have now studied several farming systems: subsistence, commercial, mixed farming, agroforestry, organic, and precision farming. Each of the systems has unique features, strengths, and limitations. Comparing them gives us a clear picture of their role in the agriculture economy. Subsistence farming ensures household food security and keeps families self-reliant, but it does not generate enough surplus to sell in the markets or support large-scale growth. Commercial farming is highly productive and profit-driven, but often contributing to exports and GDP, but it relies heavily on mechanization, inputs, and monocropping, which may harm the environment. Mixed farming offers diversification by combining crops and livestock, which spreads risk and strengthens household resilience. Agroforestry goes a step further by integrating trees with farming, improving soil, preventing erosion, and generating both agriculture and timber income. Organic farming appeals to the rising health-conscious market and supports soil health, but farmers may face yield gaps compared to conventional methods. Precision farming represents the cutting edge with drones, sensors, and data analytics, driving efficiency and sustainability, but adoption cost makes it difficult for smallholders to adopt. The comparison makes one thing clear: no single system is perfect. The future will involve blending multiple systems for balanced outcomes. Having compared the systems, let us now summarize the key takeaways and look ahead to the future of agriculture. From our analysis of farming systems, we can identify a few major lessons. First, agriculture is highly context-specific. What works in one region may not work in another due to differences in soil, climate, infrastructure, and resources. For example, Punjab thrives on commercial farming due to irrigation, while hilly regions benefit more from agroforestry or mixed farming. Second, sustainability is no longer optional. Every system, whether traditional or modern, must account for soil health, water conservation, biodiversity, and long-term productivity. Third, technology is reshaping agriculture. From precision farming tools to mobile-based advisory services, innovations are enabling farmers to be more efficient and competitive. Looking ahead, agriculture will need integrated approaches. The farmer of the future will not just be a producer, but also a manager, someone who plans, operations, evaluates markets, adopts technology, and practices sustainability. Government and institutions must also evolve, supporting farmers with infrastructure, training, finance, and risk management tools. In short, the future of agriculture will be defined by a balance of tradition, modernity, efficiency, and sustainability, profitability, and inclusivity. Farmers must be empowered to adapt, and systems must be flexible to meet global food security demands under changing climatic conditions. To move forward towards this future, we now turn to production planning and operations, the foundation of agriculture management. Production planning and operations are at the core of agriculture management. Planning begins long before the crop is sown. It requires decisions about which crops to grow, how much land to allocate, when to plant, how to sequence crops, what resources will be needed. Whereas operations, on the other hand, covers the execution stage, land preparation, sowing, irrigation, crop protection, harvesting, and post-harvest management. Good planning aligns with the three realities: natural conditions, market demand, and available resources. Farmer must analyze soil fertility, rainfall patterns, and climate risks. They must also consider demand. Are consumers looking for staples, fruits, vegetables, or high-value crops? Finally, planning requires assessing what is realistically possible within budget, labor, and infrastructure constraints. Efficient operations are what turn a plan into results. For instance, timely sowing aligned with monsoons, judicious use of fertilizers, well-managed harvesting can make the difference between profit and loss. Operations also ensure quality. Produce handled correctly has a better chance of fetching higher prices in the market. Production planning and operation transforms agriculture from uncertain survival into structured business. It is not just about growing food. It is also about managing risk, maximizing productivity, and aligning farm outputs with consumer needs. With planning and operations as the foundation, the next step is understanding how resources are allocated and managed in farming. Market research and demand forecasting are the compass of agriculture operations. They tell us what to grow, how much to grow, and when to harvest and where to sell. Without this, even an efficient farm can miss the market and lose money. Market research starts with primary inputs, farmer and buyer interviews, retailer feedback, and field visits, and secondary data just such as mandi prices, e-naam trends, consumption reports, and weather histories. We look for patterns in consumer preferences, variety, size, and quality, buyer specification, price behavior across seasons and regions. For perishables, we also study shelf life, transit loss, and retailer return rates to size realistic demand. Demand forecasting translates these insights into numbers. Time series methods project demand using price and volume histories, adjusting for seasonality, festivals, school calendars, and weather shocks. Casual models tie demand to drivers like income, promotions, or competitor supply. Judgmental methods, expert panels from FPOs, aggregators, and buyers help when the data is very low. A good example, tomato prices often crash with bumper arrivals. A district level forecast combining acreage reports, rainfall deviation, last year average can warn farmers from stagger planting to shift acreages from chili to okra. For staples, trends can guide weekly dispatches to minimize stock out and wastages. Good forecasts are living documents. They are reviewed weekly with assumptions updated as arrivals, prices, or weather change. The goal isn't perfect prediction. It's better decisions on cropping plans, input purchase, harvest scheduling, and market selection. Production scheduling converts plan and forecast into a calendar of field activities so that crops meet the market on time and at the right quality. The objective is simple: the right task on the right plot by the right people at the right time and with buffers for weather and logistics. We schedule planting to align crop phenology with target sales weeks, spacing sowings in waves to avoid one-day gluts. Seedbed preparation, nursery raising, and transplanting dates are locked against forecasted demand and local temperature or degree day requirements. Irrigation is planned plot-wise using field capacity checks or soil moisture probes in scarce zone where we reserve water for critical stages, just as germination, flowering, and fruit set. Fertilization is timed by crop stage and soil stage, basal application at planting, followed by calibrated top dressing. Harvest coordination begins weeks earlier with labor blocking, crate planning, and booking for pre-cooling and reefer capacity. Crews harvest to maturity indices, bricks, firmness, shelling ratio, balancing shelf life with buyer specs. Packaging life switch SKU label plans by customer, logistics teams confirm vehicles, routes, 48 hours ahead. A simple Gantt chart for each plot keeps the farm, pack houses, transporters, and buyers in sync. Scheduling is not a one-time file. It is a control loop updated by field scouting, weather alerts, and order changes. With a dated activity plan in place, we must secure inputs, manage inventories, and move produce efficiently throughout the supply chain. Supply chain management in the agribusiness connects the field to the customer through three disciplined streams: procurement of inputs, internal inventory control, and outbound distribution. Weakness in any one leaks through stockouts, wastage, and lost sales. Raw material procurement secures the right seeds, fertilizers, packaging, and spare parts on time and at the best landed cost. We qualify vendors, multiple source critical items, and track lead times and minimum order quantities. For volatile inputs, we hedge on stage purchase. Inventory control keeps working capital lean while preventing shortages. Reorder points and safety stocks are set by lead time variability. First expiry, first out is strictly enforced for perishables and chemicals. Simple bean cards or digital stock ledgers create accountability. Distribution efficiency moves produce fast with minimal damage. Route plans, cluster deliveries by temperature band and service time, cold chain point set points are validated at loading. Proof of delivery is digitally captured for triggering invoicing. For multiple sales channel, we balance shipments between APMC, institutional buyers, and retail to optimize price realization and aging. A small control tower, daily dashboards for orders, stocks, fills, and claims exposes bottlenecks early so teams can act before quality or service slips. To keep this machine profitable, we need discipline, cost control, and forward-looking financial planning. Cost control and financial planning turn operations into a sustainable business. We begin with the production budget that maps acreage or animal units, expected yields, and selling prices into a revenue plan, then layer stocks, seed or stock, nutrients, crop protection, water, and energy, labor, packaging, logistics, leases, maintenance, and overheads. The output is a margin tree that shows where a rupee of revenue goes and where it leaks. On fixed versus variable cost, we keep fixed cost light, lease terms, and core staff, and tie variable cost to output, seasonal labor, and contract fleet to remain resilient in down cycles. Unit economics, cost per kilogram, per crate, per hectare are tracked weekly against benchmarks. Variance triggers root cause checks for yield loss, input overuse, idle time, or freight claims. We use zero-based budgeting for the new season and set should-cost targets for major inputs through vendor negotiations and specification control. Cash is oxygen. A rolling 13-week cash flow forecast cover input purchases, wage runs, debtor collections, early payment discounts, or wage against working capital interest. Finally, risk buffers, insurance, emergency credit lines, and contingency OPEX prevent a weather or price shock from wiping out a complete season's gains. Finance is just not back office. It is a steering wheel for decisions in the field and in the market. With finances under control, we can layer in technology, risk management, and integrated decision making to raise performance further. Technology integration is no longer optional in agriculture. It is essential for efficiency, competitiveness, and sustainability. Technology enhances every step of the production and operation cycle from soil preparation to harvesting and distribution. In the field, drones and satellite imagery provide real-time monitoring of crops, spotting nutrient deficiencies or pest outbreaks early. IoT devices and soil sensors track moisture and fertility, allowing farmers to apply irrigation or fertilizers only when needed. This precision reduces cost and conserves resources while improving yield. Mobile apps offer weather updates, advisory, and direct connections to buyers, empowering farmers with information at their fingertips. In the supply chain, barcoding, blockchain, and ERP systems enhance traceability, ensuring buyers can verify origin, quality, and compliance. Cold chain systems linked to IoT trackers maintain the right temperature from farm to fork, reducing wastage and claims. The challenge lies in bridging the adoption gap. While large agribusinesses deploy cutting-edge solutions, small farmers often lack access due to cost or training. Partnership between government, cooperatives, and agritech startups are critical to democratize access. Technology in agriculture is not about replacing farmers. It is about equipping them with tools to make smarter, faster, and safer decisions. Yet, even with technology, agriculture remains vulnerable to risk, climate, market, and logistics, which requires a robust risk management strategy. Agriculture is inherently risky. Farmers face weather shocks, pest outbreaks, fluctuating market prices, and supply chain disruptions. Effective risk management ensures that these uncertainties do not cripple operations. The first layer of risk management is diversification across crops, geographies, and income streams. A farmer who cultivates multiple crops or integrates livestock is less vulnerable to the failure of a single activity. The second layer is insurance and financial hedging. Crop insurance program, weather index insurance, and contract agreements with buyers reduce income volatility. Operational controls are equally important. Building water harvesting structures, maintaining soil health, and using resistant seed varieties protect against environmental risk. Transparent contracts, advance orders, and staggered sales protect against market swings. Institutional supports, government relief, FPOs, SHGs, and cooperatives add resilience by spreading risk across communities. Technology also strengthens risk management. Satellite-based weather forecasts, early pest alerts, and digital crop monitoring reduce uncertainty. No risk management strategy eliminates shock entirely, but it ensures survival and continuity. The key is not to avoid risk, but to anticipate it, prepare for it, and recover faster when it occurs. To bring these aspects together, let us now look at how planning components connect in agriculture operations. Production resources, supply chain, and finance are often taught as separate topics, but in practice, they are tightly interconnected. The success of agriculture operations depends on aligning all these components into one coherent plan. For instance, market research, demand forecasting guides production scheduling, which determines input requirements, labor planning, and capital needs. This in turn shapes procurement, orders, credit lines, and cash flow forecast. Harvest scheduling is connected to logistics and storage capacity, while post-harvest handling links directly to market demand and buyer contracts. A breakdown in one component often cascades into another. If irrigation water is delayed, sowing is postponed, harvesting shifts and supply chain slots are missed, reducing income. This is why integrated planning frameworks are so valuable. Tools like ERP software and dashboards allow managers to see the whole system in one place, identifying bottlenecks early. In short, connecting planning components ensures synchronization. Farmers and agribusiness managers can shift from reactive firefighting to proactive decision-making, aligning production with markets, resources, and finances. With these connections in place, let us wrap up the discussion by reflecting on the key takeaways from the agriculture production and operations management. The key lessons from this chapter can be summed up in three words: integration, resilience, and sustainability. Integration means connecting market research, production scheduling, supply chains, and financial planning so that every decision reinforces the other. Agriculture cannot be run in silos. Farm, finance, and market must move together. Resilience comes from diversification, technology adoption, and risk management. Farmer must prepare for uncertainty through multiple income sources, crop insurance, and institutional support. Agribusiness must build flexibility into their supply chains and finance. Sustainability is a long-term anchor. Soil health, water conservation, biodiversity, and reduced chemical dependence ensures agriculture remains viable for generations. Profit without sustainability is temporary. Sustainability without profitability builds lasting growth. In practice, this means agriculture is shifting from being seen as a subsistence activity to being managed as a professional enterprise. Farmers are not just growers, they are planners, managers, entrepreneurs, and innovators. This transformation requires collaboration between government, cooperatives, NGOs, private players, and farmers themselves. Only then can agriculture production and operations management create both prosperity and security for rural India. With this foundation, we are ready to move to the next chapter, which builds on these principles to further explore rural and agribusiness strategies. Effective resource management is the backbone of a successful agribusiness operation. Agriculture relies on finite resources, land, water, labor, and capital. Using this wisely ensures productivity, sustainability, and profitability. Resource management begins with identifying available assets and assessing their condition. For land, this means understanding soil health, fertility, and carrying capacity. For water, it means measuring supply and ensuring efficient distribution. For labor, it involves balancing tasks with skills and seasonal demand. For capital, it requires smart allocation across inputs, equipment, and infrastructure. What makes resource management in agribusiness unique is the constant presence of uncertainty. Rainfall may fall, price may fluctuate, pest may attack. Effective managers build flexibility by diversifying crops, changing land patterns, and using technology. Modern tools like GIS, soil testing kits, farm management software help optimize resource. The goal is to avoid overuse, prevent regression, and extract maximum value from every rupee invested. When done well, resource management leads to higher yields, lower cost, and long-term resilience. It is the bridge that connects planning with execution in agriculture. Among all resources, land remains the most fundamental. So let's first focus on the soil fertility and conservation.